As in regards to tomorrow, apart from Curtis May and everybody else is fit, we've all trained today as well, trained really well, so no, it's a big positive for us.
And decisions to make then after a successful run then?
Yeah, big decisions to make. We've had a meeting with the players this morning, you know, and just reiterated to them that if they're not in the starting lineup for one game, not to get too disheartened. The one thing that's not just myself, but everybody speaking to people who I've seen as players, the togetherness that there's been in the squad recently. And it's been fantastic. So we still want the ones who are not in the team to have a top attitude, and likewise the other way around, because they'll all get their chance.
I know he's slightly more longer term, but is there a progress report on Main? How's his rehab coming along?
Yeah, he's coming along well. Possibly, I don't like putting timescales, 3 weeks maybe, which will be good. You know, he's started doing his rehab now. His swelling's went down out his knee. All the signs are really positive on that front as well.
So, the two bits of news this week. Richie Wellens, has he signed that deal yet?
Richie will sign over the weekend. You know, I know people are panicking, wondering what's happening because it's not been announced yet. But everything's been agreed, and slightly different from Paul because Richie was contracted anyway. You know, Paul's was up on the 31st, so we've got Paul done. And he'll be in the squad tomorrow, both of them.
How's that come about then? Is it just as simple as Quinn's gone and this money's been reinvested? How have you been able to get these two for as long as you have?
Quite a few different factors, really. That being one of it. The other one is just sitting them down and persuading them that this is the right place for them to be. I think the football we've been playing recently and the results we've picked up recently have helped as well, because they both want to be part, Richie especially, of something that's successful. And being in and around the club the last 3 or 4 weeks and not playing, training Monday to Friday and sitting watching Gillette soccer Saturday, has got to him a little bit. So we've persuaded him that this is the right place to be.
Because it's Richie Wellens, are you surprised he's still here? I mean, he invoked his clause in his contract, the relegation clause, didn't he? So to not have offers or not have an offer, are you surprised by that?
He had offers, just ones that he didn't feel were right for him. You know, and he's always, conversations I've had with Richie, he's always wanted to stay, you know, and but if he got the chance to go into the right club in the Championship, that he would have took it. And you know, anybody, if they're being truthful, probably would have done the same thing, either playing at League One or going to a good club in the Championship, you know. And I respect that. I respect Richie as a person and as a player, and I'm just glad that he's going to sign up for another couple of years.
And part of the reason I mentioned big decisions before is obviously two midfielders there. Fernandez has been playing really well recently. They take up his role.
Not necessarily. Mark's been brilliant. You know, Dean, but what I've got now with Richie coming in is at this level four top midfielders. You know, with the small squad or smallish squad experience wise that we've got, we want to try and create competition for places, you know, and that's what it does in the middle of the park. You know, going the other side of things experience wise, young Liam Wakefield's come in and done really well at right back, and the other young kids are really coming through as well. So Richie and Keegs' experience, not just on the pitch, off the pitch, can help us as well.
Perhaps particularly in midfield, you do have a lot of options to tinker with and change things around should the need arise now, don't you? Particularly with the addition of those two, if you hadn't already.
Yeah, it does. And you know, tomorrow's our seventh game and we're not even out of August yet, so going back to what I said at the start, reiterating to the players that everybody's going to be needed to keep themselves fit, available, keep their enthusiasm as high as it has been. And squad-wise, we're looking a lot more healthier than what we did a couple of weeks ago.
So that's that business done. The window is not closed yet. Are you likely to be active between now and 11 on Monday?
I would doubt it. I would doubt it very much. You know, we're pleased with the squad we've got at the minute. And I doubt very much that it'll be anybody else coming in.
Is that because this was it, and that was always the plan to get this done, and now the Tysons, and there are positions filled, if you like?
Yeah, and we're happy with what we've got. You know, and the window shutting on Monday is not the be all and end all. You know, it shuts for a week for Football League clubs, and it's back open for the loan window as well. At the minute, you know, if you add Jamie, you add Rob, you put Richie in there, Harry Forrester back from suspension, you know, the squad's looking a lot more healthier now, and I'm happy with it.
Will you be looking at that? I mean, you've just rattled off another of other options there. Does when the loan window reopens specifically, do you have avenues there? Are you even thinking about that right now?
No, not at the minute. Not at the minute. We've got players coming back. We've got Curtis to come back as well. You know, the international break's going to help Curtis a lot, because it's 2 weeks out of his rehab that he's not going to miss any games in as well. And maybe after that, he won't be far away. So We're pleased with the players that we've got. We've just got to keep our fingers crossed that we stay clear of injury.
So, Oldham then, a club you know well. What about the current side then? What do you make of them?
They're a good team. You know, people look at their league position and only picking up 2 points so far. But their performances have been a lot better than what the results have produced. So we're going to have to make sure that we're really at it tomorrow. You know, we've had two back-to-back wins, three really good performances, if you include the Preston one in that. But we can't let it slip. You know, we've seen it this first week of the season. We beat Yeovil, had a tough away game at York and won, then get turned over 3-1 here. We've got to make sure that doesn't happen again.
It's almost like within two games you had the perfect lesson to the start of life in League One. You're not going to forget that now, and presumably you're not going to let the players forget that either.
No, we touched on that this morning. You know, we're striving to get that consistency that everybody wants. The football that we've played the last couple of games has been outstanding. You know, and I've got to be careful in saying that in case the players get too carried away. But especially Tuesday night against Watford, against a top team, you know, we really took the game to them. Our away form's been unbelievable. If you think four wins away in the games that we've had. But we need to convert that into the home form now. And the boys are buzzing. It's a case of calming them down a little bit because they're really looking forward to tomorrow.
So why the slight shift then? Because last season, home form wasn't too bad and the away form, well, left a lot to be desired. This time, it's been great.
You're asking the wrong person, because I don't know either. You know, it's. I think if we'd look at the Port Vale game in isolation, the performance wasn't that bad and it wasn't that far away from the one we got at Colchester, the one we got home to Preston. What we did do, we gave away three sloppy goals from set pieces. So, as I said, performance-wise, we're not quite where I want to be, but they're getting better all the time, you know, and we really want that to continue tomorrow.
It's not that long ago in the grand scheme of things that you were the Oldham boss. I mean, do you know many people there now? Do you know many of the current setup?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, it's a club I'll always look out for. I'll always be grateful for giving me the opportunity in management. And it's a good club. You know, it's a tough job for Lee there. I know that myself. But I speak to the chairman there regular, so... You know, they've had a good relationship with all the fans there as well. So it's a game I'm looking forward to, but no more so than I did Colchester last week or Watford or Bristol City in a couple of weeks' time.
There's not a part of you that wants maybe an extra 10% from your boys tomorrow?
No, not at all. I want to win every game, you know. And as a player, I played against ex-clubs a lot. I've managed against some of my ex-clubs as well. But you've got to treat it like the next game, and that's what it is. You know, there's nothing special apart from I want to win.